我们今天晚上要开始来看提摩太前书。
Tonight we'll begin looking into 1 Timothy.
要看提摩太前书的时候。
And before we look into 1 Timothy.
我们先要把提摩太前后和提多书这几本书轻轻提一下。
We should first lightly mention these three books, 1st, 2nd Timothy, and Titus.
因为这几本书都是写给个人的。
Because these three books were written to individuals.
但是圣灵却是把它收在圣经里。
But yet the Holy Spirit records it in the Bible.
那很显然就越过个人而对所有神的儿女们来说话。
So very evidently it surpasses just to the individual but speaks to all the children of God.
那这几个收信的人都是神的用人。
And these two who received the letters were servants of God.
好像里面提了很多事情是告诉他们说如何在教会中有一些带领。
And it seems like there are many things mentioned in the letters speaking to them and telling them how to act and conduct themselves and how to arrange the matters in the house of God.
所以一般人就称这几卷书做教牧书信。
And so many would call these booksPastoral books, pastoral epistles.
但是你认真的读进去。
But when you read deeply into it,
我们很容易发觉里面所交通的内容并不限于教牧。
But when we read into it, we can easily discover that the contents recorded in it does not only limit itself to pastoring.
因为在里边很主要的一件事情不是怎样去处理问题。
Because one thing very important not only tells us how to deal with certain matters,
而是透过要处理的问题来遇见那一位教会的主。
But through the dealing of these specific matters to encounter that Lord who is over the church.
因此我们要留意一件事。
So we must pay attention to one
thing. 特别在提摩太前书里头给我们很明确的一个提示。
Especially in 1 Timothy which gives us a very important mention of this.
我们留意第三章。
Let us pay attention to chapter 3.
这里有几句话是给我们在读这几卷书的时候有一个启发的。
Yeah, there are some words that are very revealing to us as we read into these few books.
那就是十五节。
That's verse 15.
那倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
If I am delayed, you will know how people are to conduct themselves in God's household.
这家乃是永生神的教会。
Which is the church of the living God.
那我们注重看那一句，在神的家中当怎样行。
Now if we pay attention to this verse, ought to conduct themselves in God's household.
那我们就留意到了。
Then we notice,
为什么会提到在神的家中要怎样行呢？
Why would it mention that they should know how to, they ought to conduct themselves in God's household?
因为在提摩太前书写成的时候，
Because upon the completion of 1 Timothy,
那是教会里头已经发生了很多的难处。
That was within the church many difficulties had arisen.
这些难处一面是因着那是不肯放下律法的人的影响。
And these difficulties arose because there are individuals who would not place down the law and it affected them.
另外也加上一些异端的兴起。
And also there were some heresies that arisen.
那所以就造成教会里头有一些难处，有一些混乱。
It caused some confusion and difficulties among the church.
那圣灵就用着保罗来写上这些话。
Now the Spirit uses Paul to write these words.
表面上看来好像是碰到一些问题该怎样处理。
On the surface it seems like it encounters some matters on how to deal with them.
特别是在建立 教会里头那个属灵的次序的这一方面。
Especially in the church order upon in the church.
混乱就是没有了次序。
And they were confused because they did not have this order.
那要在混乱中澄清出来。
And once they are clear on this confusion.
那必须从建立次序来入手。
You must first start with establishing an order.
但是建立次序不仅是指示一些事情的安排。
But when you build an order, it's not only just arranging some matters.
必须要遇见教会的主。
You must encounter the Lord of the church.
如果没有遇见教会的主。
If you would not encounter the Lord of the church.
人的天然都是这样。
Then by man's nature, it is this way.
谁都不佩服谁。
No one will respect anyone.
那这个次序怎么建立起来？
Then how will you establish such an order?
那要建立起次序，
and in order to build this order,
那必须先遇见教会的主。
You must first encounter the Lord of the church.
那所以在这三卷称为教牧的书信的里头，
so in these three books, the pastoral epistles,
很显然的是把人带到教会的主的面前。
Evidently, it brings us before the presence of the Lord.
然后在教会的主的光里面。来看如何建立教会的次序。
And under the light of the Lord of the Church, it lets us see how do we establish that church order.
那么，在我们没有看进这一卷书以前
，And before we read into this book,
我们先要留意一下。
We must first pay attention.
这几卷书的一些背景。
To some background regarding these books.
因为在其他的书信我们可以不必那么重看那个背景的问题。
Because upon other books, maybe we do not need to pay that much attention to the background.
但是看这几卷教牧书信啊，那多看一些那个背景是有需要的。
But there is a need to read into the background of these pastoral epistles.
我想首先我们要来看写信的人。
I think we first should look at the author of this book.
那当然就是保罗了。
And of course that person would be Paul.
那保罗写信给提摩太。
Now Paul wrote a letter to Timothy.
那提摩太在属灵的关系上。
And in the spiritual relationship with Paul and Timothy.
保罗看他如同儿子一样。
Paul looks at Timothy as a son.
而提摩太看保罗也实在是一个属灵的父亲。
And in fact, Timothy also looks to Paul as a spiritual father.
那弟兄姊妹都知道。
Now, brothers and sisters,
all know. 提摩太本人不是犹太人。
Now, Timothy himself was not a Jew.
他母亲是犹太人。
His mother was a Jew.
但是他父亲是希利尼人。
But his father was a Greek.
但是他很小就认识了主。
But very young he came to know of the Lord.
当然他起初认识主不是从保罗那里接受的。
But he did not receive the Lord through Paul.
而是从他外祖母和他母亲那个带领上去认识了神。
But it was from the guidance of his mother and his mother's mother that he came to know God.
是他从小就是一个敬虔的人。
So from very young on, he was a very pious person.
等到保罗做工到他们的城里。
And when Paul was working, serving in his city.
他们就接受了主。
And he came to receive the Lord.
并且不久，他里面也有一个带领要跟随保罗学习服侍主。
And not long after, he had the guidance from within to follow Paul to serve the Lord.
那么他跟保罗的关系就是这样。
And this is his relationship with Paul.
那保罗在那一段日子。
And as for Paul in those days,
是经过了很多很多的难处。
He went through many, many difficulties.
这一卷书呢？
And this book.
不是在保罗坐牢的时候写的。
Was not written when Paul was imprisoned.
乃是在保罗坐监了以后暂时给释放了的时候写的。
But it was written during a period of time when Paul was set free from prison.
那为了这一点，我们就要看看保罗的那个历史。
And for this point, we have to look at the history of Paul then.
保罗在末了那一次上耶路撒冷。
And the last time when Paul went to Jerusalem,
那结果就给抓了。
And as a result, he was captured.
那然后又给送到罗马去了。
And then he was sent to Rome.
在罗马停了两个多两年多。
And then he remained in Rome for over 2 years.
那在这两年多里头，
And within those
他就写上了称为监狱书信的那几封信。
Then he wrote those epistles when he was in prison.
就是以弗所、腓立比、哥罗西和腓利门。
That is Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians.
那么他坐了两年多牢以后，
and after over two years in prison,
他的事情大概是了结了。
Then that matter came to an end about that.
他就给释放。
Then he was set free.
那么在他给释放了以后，
and after he was set free,
他就回到小亚细亚那一带。
He returned to the region of Asia Minor.
在那一带的地方，他经过格里比。
And in that area he went by Crete.
他就把提多留在格里比。
And he asked Titus to remain in Crete.
那是就提多书那里面所提到的。
And that is mentioned in Titus.
然后他就继续往前。
And then he went on.
又到了亚细亚一带。
And then he went to the region of Asia.
也到了以弗所。
He also went to Ephesus.
当时提摩太就留在以弗所。
And at that time, Timothy remained in Ephesus.
保罗就要继续往前行。
But Paul continued on.
没有再带着提摩太往前。
He did not take Timothy along with him.
所以第一章的第三节就说，我后来往马其顿时候就把你留，就劝你留在以弗所。
And so as it tells us in verse 3, and as I urge you when I went into Macedonia, you stay there in Ephesus.
那为什么留在以弗所呢？
Why did Timothy remain in Ephesus?
等一会我们再看。
We will look into that later.
我们先看保罗他个人的在那一段日子的事。
Now we will first look into the days of Paul in those days.
那然后保罗就往马其顿那边去了。
And so Paul went forward into Macedonia.
那么他去了以后，
And after he went,
就没有什么圣经的历史记载他在往什么什么什么地方去。
There is not many recording in the scriptures what he did or where he went forward from there.
但是我们根据一些历史的传说，
But according to some histories by tradition,
应该那些传说是可靠的。
And those sayings are very trustworthy.
因为是一些犹太的罗马的历史家他们所写下来的。
Because there were some Jews or Roman historians who wrote them.
那保罗头一次从牢里头给释放出来。
Now the first time that Paul was released from prison.
那是在主后63年。
That was 63 AD.
当然这个年数是照着当时人所以为是的那个做依据。
And of course that timetable was what man thought was the timetable at that time.
因为一直说的主后几年，就是说从主出的降生以后开始算起。
Because their timetable AD was from when the Lord descended.
但是现在有一些考据就是说主降生的那个日子实在是比现在的公元的那个计算要早4年。
But now there are some findings that the Lord's descent was actually 4 years earlier than what is recorded in the timetable.
那所以我们先不管这个年数，我们只是按照一般所说的主后63年他头一次给释放。
But we won't go into that now, but according to the writings that the first time he was released from prison was 63 AD.
然后大概在主后65年还是60 六年那一段时间里头，他再次给抓了。
And it was sometime in 65 through 66 AD he was captured again.
那他为什么给抓呢？
And why was he captured again?
那这里头就有一个教会历史我们所不能不留意的事实。
Then there's a fact in the church history that we must notice.
我们晓得保罗头一次给抓乃是因着宗教上的原因。
We know the first time Paul was in prison was for religious matters.
那就是犹太教他们拒绝神的救恩所引起的一些风波。
And that was some matters brought about because the Judaism rejected what Paul preached.
保罗第二次被捕呢？
And the second time he was captured.
几乎我们可以说完全是政治的原因。
We can almost say that was for political reasons.
怎么保罗会给转进那个政治的漩涡的里边？
And now why would Paul be thrown into this political whirlwind?
原因是这样。
And this is the reason.
主后六四年
64 AD
罗马的皇帝叫做尼罗。
The Roman Emperor Nero
他有意要把罗马城重新来建造。
He had this thought to build the city of Rome again.
但是罗马旧城已经是很有历史了。
But the old city of Rome had a vast history.
那怎么能把这个城一下子就拆光，重新来建造呢？
And how was he able just to break this old city down and rebuild a new one?
他就想出一个办法。
So he thought of this way.
他就放火烧了罗马城。
He would set fire to the entire city of Rome.
把罗马城几乎烧为平地。
And it almost burned the city of Rome to the ground.
而他自己在他的王宫的地方，历史上记载说他还在那里自己弹琴，在那里欣赏那个罗马的大火。
And as history records that at that time when he did that, he was still in his palace playing the harp.
那么当然
And of course,
他要建造罗马城，这一点是毫无疑问的。
There was no doubt that he wanted to rebuild the city of Rome.
但是是不是他放火来烧掉那个旧罗马？
But was it he who ordered the city of Rome to be set on fire?
在当时许多人都有这个怀疑。
At that time, many had this doubt.
并且也有人也找出证据来说是他。
And even some who found evidence pointing that it was him.
但是他要摆脱这个嫌疑。
But he wanted to get himself rid of this suspect.
他必须要寻找一些代罪的羔羊。
He must find some sacrificial lamb.
那在那个时候。
And at that time,
最容易成为代罪羔羊的是什么人呢？
Those who are easily susceptible to become a sacrificial lamb.
如果是在罗马的贵族的这个圈子里面去找，那这个是不可能。
According to the Roman circle, you cannot find it amongst them.
如果要找罗马的那些奴隶来呢，这个也是不大合宜。
And even if you were to find the slaves in Rome, that was not too appropriate.
因为这会影响罗马的那个生产力。
Because then it would affect the Roman society.
但是找什么人最合适呢？
But then who would you find then?
这个尼罗王他的脑筋一动啊。
So this King Nero, he had this thought.
他就盯上了基督徒。
He looked upon the Christians.
因为当时的基督徒一般来说都是比较低下层的
Because at that time the Christians in general were lower class people.
那么他就放出空气来。
So he had this news spread.
他说是那些信耶稣的人放火烧掉罗马城。
It was those who believe in Jesus who set fire to the city of Rome.
因为他们要反对罗马。
Because they wanted to revolt against the power of the Roman Empire.
那这样的空气一放出来。
And so when this news spread.
那他也就下命令去捕杀基督徒。
Then he set this order to persecute the Christians.
这是罗马帝国头一次逼迫基督徒的 那一段历史。
And this is the first time in history that the Roman Empire started to persecute Christians.
我们晓得罗马帝国对基督教有十次的大逼迫。
We know that the Roman Empire had 10 big persecutions upon Christians.
那这个尼罗王这一次是头一次。
And this matter of King Nero was the first time.
那么保罗跟彼得也都是在这一次的对付的里头给抓的。
And thus Paul and Peter was captured this time that the Christians were dealt with.
历史上没有记载他们在什么地方被抓。
In history, it did not record in what place they were captured.
如果按照圣经里面所提到的一些发生的事情。
But according to some events and matters that occurred, the Bible records.
许多研究圣经的人都认为是保罗就是这一次把提摩太留在马其留在以弗所，他往马其顿那边去。
Many biblical scholars thought it may be this time when he asked Timothy to remain in Ephesus and he went on to Macedonia.
怀疑是越过了马其顿向更远的地区去。
Or maybe it was after he passed Macedonia into some further regions.
就在路上给抓了。
And on the road, he was arrested.
因为在那样的情形的底下。
Because under those circumstances,
像保罗这样的一个基督徒的领袖。
Like Paul, such a Christian leader,
是一定很受注意。
He would be much looked upon.
那所以他就是大概估计是在主后66年左右再被捕。
So it was approximately 66 AD that he was arrested again.
然后就送到罗马关在监牢里。
And then he was sent to Rome and imprisoned there.
然后不太长的时间他就给砍头杀了。
And then not long after he was beheaded and killed.
在那一段时间
And in those days,
尼罗王对付基督徒是非常残酷的。
And King Nero dealt cruelly with Christians.
我们都晓得在罗马有一个斗兽场。
And we know there's a Colosseum in Rome.
在尼罗王去对付基督徒的，就是践踏教会的那一段时间。
And in the days when King Nero dealt with the church to trample upon the church,
他用一些兽皮包在基督徒的身上。
He would use some of the skin of the animals to wrap them around the Christians.
就把他们驱赶到那个斗兽场的当中。
And then they would be put into the center of the Colosseum.
然后就放出许多的恶犬出来。
And then many of the fierce dogs would be sent into the Colosseum.
就这样就把这些基督徒咬死了。
And then the Christians would be bitten to death.
或者是把他们虐待到一个地步。
Or he would punish them so cruelly.
然后就让他们在那里与野兽搏斗。
That they would have to fight against the fierce animals there.
那也当然也是在那里牺牲了。
And of course they would be sacrificed there.
有些嘛。
And then,
就根本就用火来烧掉了。
He would just burn some of them.
最残酷的。
And what's most cruel?
他们把基督徒抓到来的时候，就带到他的行宫的那个大道上。
He would bring those Christians whom he had captured into the place where he would punish the criminals.
把一些油脂淋到那些基督徒的身上。
And he would pour some oil upon the Christians.
把他们绑着固定在一个地点。
Of course, they would be tied down to a specific place.
然后就点火，就是这样子，把那些基督徒活活的烧死。
And then thus just would burn those Christians alive.
好像他就用这个来代替他们他的那个宫廷的大道上的那个灯光。
And then he would use them as the lighting for his grand palace.
历史上还记载下来说，当他这样的点燃基督徒的那个身体的灯的时候。
And upon when he would light the Christians as a light he would use for the grand palace.
他还坐着他的那个马车来回来欣赏。
He would sit in his carriage and ride back and forth to admire his work.
他一点没有同情。
And he would have no sympathy at all.
残酷到这样的一个地步。
And he was so cruel to such a point.
但是保罗为什么没有给这样对付呢？
But how come Paul wasn't dealt in such a cruel way?
原因就是保罗 因为是罗马人。
And the reason was because Paul was a Roman citizen.
他是罗马殖民。
He was a Roman.
所以不能用这些对待奴隶的那种方法来处死他。
So he cannot be dealt with and killed in the way as the slaves would be killed.
所以保罗是在给砍头。
So Paul was beheaded.
那这就是保罗在那一段时间的经历。
And this is the experience of Paul in those days.
提摩太前书是在他第二次被捕以前写下来。
And Paul just written First Timothy before he was arrested again.
后书是他被捕关在牢里等候处死的时候写的。
And Second Timothy was written when he was in prison waiting to die.
提多书是比较这两卷书比较提前，他要早一点，所以就与那次的逼迫关系不是太有接连。
And so Titus was written actually even earlier than that, so it has not too much dealings with the matter that he was arrested.
那么我们了解到当时保罗他的历史的时候，我们也就能从这两封书信的里头看到圣灵如何用着保罗。
So when we can see this history background of Paul, we can see how the Holy Spirit uses Paul in these letters.
来为着教会前面的路来有一些启示。
And for the sake of the path of the church ahead to have some revelation.
因为从那个时候开始，
Because from that time on,
教会就不停地在政治上给谴责。
The church continually was trampled upon politically.
一直到今天。
Until today.
这个原则没有过去。
And this principle has not passed.
那因此我们看到这些书信的时候，
So when we look into these epistles,
我们不是把它单纯看成教牧书信。
Not only do we look upon them as a pastoral epistle,
我们要更进一步看到这是神让他的教会在混乱的日子如何继续的站立和前行。
But we must go a step further to see that in the days of confusion in the household of church, how they are to stand firm and to move on forward.
那我们晓得提摩太那个时候是在以弗所。
And we know that Timothy was at Ephesus in those days.
后来人家说提摩太是以弗所的监督。
Others later would say that Timothy was an overseer in Ephesus.
但是是不是监督这个我们不敢肯定。
We cannot be sure of this if he was an overseer.
因为现在一般人讲的监督啊是另外的，有所有它的意义的。
Because when others call an overseer nowadays, they have another meaning.
现在人一般来看呢，所谓监督啊，
Now the overseers people would refer to today
乃是一个大的教区的头，
was that he was the head of a region of churches there.
跟当时所说的监督是两回事。
It is two different matters to an overseer in those days.
圣经里边所说的监督其实就是当地的长老。
And an overseer recorded in the Bible was actually an elder of that local fellowship.
长老和监督是同一件事情。
That an elder and an overseer are one thing.
我们看《使徒行传》，保罗最末了一次上耶路撒冷，对，上耶路撒冷路过以弗所的时候，召聚以弗所的长老来，跟他们交通的那一段话，我们就看得很清楚。
And when we read to the latter half of Acts, we can see the last time that Paul visited Jerusalem, he had called for the elders of Ephesus, and so we can see very clearly upon that matter.
所召聚的都是长老们。
And so all those he called were elders.
但是在交通的里面他就说，
But in his fellowship,
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，
that the Spirit has anointed you as overseers.
那弟兄姊妹就很清楚地看到，
So brothers and sisters, very clearly you can see that
长老跟监督是同一件事情。
Elders, overseers, they are similar.
长老是说到他们在属灵的带领上的那个实际。
Eldership speaks of their spiritual reality in spiritual guidance.
监督乃是在教会生活的安排上的看管。
And being an overseer is their arrangement in their spiritual arrangement.
那只是不同的角度来看那一个职分。
And so from different angles looking at the same ministry.
那提摩太是不是 以弗所教会的长老呢，这个肯定是。
And was Timothy an elder in the church at Ephesus? That was for sure.
但是绝不是今天人眼光里头的监督。
But he is not an overseer at that time. What man would look as an overseer now?
或者说清楚一点，不是现在人眼中所看为的主教。
And so we just have to look at it. That is not the bishop that man looks at Timothy at in those days.
因为在监督另外的。这个说法就是主教。
Because the overseer man we refer to today would be like a bishop.
那么在以弗所教会。
So in the church in Ephesus.
保罗当时把提摩太留在哪里？
Paul asked Timothy to remain there.
为了什么呢？
For what?
我们晓得当保罗不了一次上耶路撒冷的时候，以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹们实在是非常非常的宝贝。
We know that the last time Paul went to Jerusalem, the brothers and sisters in Ephesus were very, very precious.
所以你看保罗跟他们在交通的时候，也说到他们是非常非常的在主的真道上受教的。
And you can see that in the fellowship of light that with Paul with them, that he praised them for their true light in keeping with the true light in the path of the Lord.
然后保罗上了耶路撒冷就坐牢到了罗马。
And then when Paul went to Jerusalem, he was imprisoned and sent to Rome.
在罗马的监里边写了一封以弗所书信。
And when he was in prison in Rome, he wrote Ephesians.
从以弗所书里边你也真看到以弗所教会的属灵的光景是蛮非常的高。
And from Ephesians, we can see the spiritual condition of the church at that time was very high.
他们属灵的悟性也是非常的强的。
And they had a very high spiritual wisdom.
所以才能接受以弗所书的这一封信。
And thus they were able to receive such an epistle such as Ephesians.
如果没有相当高的属灵的领会和经历。
And without very high spiritual experience or understanding.
以弗所书就不是那么容易去接受的。
It is not very easy to receive the book of Ephesians then.
但是圣灵用保罗写以弗所书。
But when the Holy Spirit uses Paul to write Ephesians,
也就给我们看到以弗所教会那是属灵的情形实在是很好。
It also let us see that the condition of the church in Ephesus was indeed very good.
也很高。
It was very high.
但是我们记得。
But we must remember.
保罗在那一次交通的里头跟他们说。
Paul in his fellowship at that time said to them.
你们现在是不错的。
Now you are very good.
但是以后在你们中间就会有人来背弃你们现在所持守的。
But later on, someone would amongst you would forsake what you are holding on fast to.
所以就告诉他们说要当心。
So he warned them to be careful.
不要允许这种事情发生。
Do not allow such matters to occur.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately,
大概到了提摩太前书的这一段时间。
It was about in this time of 1 Timothy.
以弗所教会发生难处。
The church in Ephesus had their difficulty.
那所以保罗在提摩太一直行走到以弗所的时候。
So as Timothy was traveling along with Paul until they reached Ephesus,
他就觉得
he felt
要把提摩太留下来。
He must ask Timothy to remain.
来解决当时以弗所教会的难处。
To solve this difficulty at the church at Ephesus this time.
那当时的一般的情形就是这样。
And this is the general circumstances.
那我们稍微了解了当时的那个历史的背景。
And now, so we have a little understanding of the background in the history.
我们就回到提摩太前书的本文来了。
Now let us return to the statement in 1 Timothy.
圣经的书信有一个很明确的格式。
The books of the Bible has this very apparent style.
一开头的时候。就说到是谁写信给谁。
These epistles would tell us who wrote to who.
提摩太前书也没有例外。
And there's no exception to Timothy.
但是非常有意思的一件事。
But what is very meaningful here?
写信的人介绍他自己的时候。
As the writer introduces himself.
那些话跟那一封书信的内容是非常非常有关系。
The greeting has very, very much to do with the content in the epistle.
我们过去看过好几卷书信，我们都特别提到这一点。
And in the past, when we read into many epistles, we also make special mention of these points.
那现在我们来看提摩太前书的时候
，Now we look into 1 Timothy.
我们看到这个光景也是一样。
We see the same condition here.
那我们留意第一节。
Now first, pay attention to verse 1.
奉我们救主神和我们的盼望基督耶稣之命，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope.
写信给那因信主做我真儿子的提摩太。
To Timothy, my true son in the faith.
愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们的主耶稣基督耶稣归于你。
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹你注意。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention.
保罗在这里给提摩太一封信。
Paul here gives a letter to Timothy.
他就不像加拉太书一样。
Unlike Galatians,
他说做使徒的保罗。
He says Paul, an apostle.
不是由于人，也不是借着人。
Not of man or for man.
乃是借着神和我们的主耶稣基督。
But by God and through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我十分的相信。
I truly believe.
提摩太对保罗使徒的职分一点难处都没有。
But Timothy had no difficulty regarding the apostleship of Paul.
所以保罗写信给提摩太的时候，他用不着提这一个。
So when Paul writes to Timothy, he does not need to mention this.
但是他跟提摩太写这封信的时候
，But as he was writing this.Letter to Timothy.
你看到他们当中那个关系是非常紧密的。
You can see the very intimate relationship they have with each other.
好像是站在一个做属灵的父亲的地位上。
Paul stands in the position as a spiritual father.
给一个属灵的儿子来说话。
And speaking to a spiritual son.
那么这样说话。
And when you speak in this way.
如果没有很真实的内容
if you don't have that true content
那就直截了当
then it's very direct
我保罗
I am Paul
现在写信给你提摩太
now I'm writing to you Timothy
那事情不是很简单
isn't that very simple then
因为他们当中的关系是这样
because the relationship was so close
特别是属灵的关系就是父亲跟儿子
especially the spiritual relationship as a father to a son
那在这样的一种关系上面
so under these kind of relationship
直截了当就行了
so it's very direct and simple
但是保罗在这里说了一些话
But here Paul says some words
是关乎他自己
It is according to himself
那为什么保罗要说这些话
Now why must Paul say these words
我们如果要问这个问题的时候
When we are to ask this question
我们倒不如问深一点
Why don't we ask even deeper then
为什么圣灵要保罗这样来说他自己
Why is it that the Holy Spirit wants Paul to record himself as this way?
我们就留意到底下整个卷书信里边的内容
Then we notice the entire epistle
刚才我稍微已经提了一下
I just already lightly mentioned
that 因为在前书的时候
At the time of 1 Timothy
以弗所教会发生难处
The church in Ephesus has a difficulty
那个难处是什么呢
What is that difficulty?
那个难处是我们先看看第三节。
That is in verse 3, let us first look at that.
我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
As I urge you when I went into Macedonia, stay there in Ephesus so that you may command certain men there not to teach false doctrines any longer.
也不可听从方鸟无凭的话语和无穷的家谱。这等事只生辩论并不发明神在信上所立的章程
nor to devote themselves to myth and endless genealogies these promote controversies rather than God's work which is by faith
那比如说你看这里你就看到
now brothers and sisters when you read here you see
当时 保罗要留下提摩太在以弗所。
At that time, he had Timothy stay there in Ephesus.
因为以弗所已经发生难处。
Because Ephesus already had this difficulty.
一些异端出来了。
There was some heresy that came.
一些教导，不准确的教导出来了。
And there were some false doctrines that arisen.
这些不准确的教导。
And these false doctrines
是把人从主面前带出去，带他们偏离的。
And they had caused the children of God to stray away.
这种情形也不是仅仅一个起头。
And these circumstances are not just merely a beginning.
而且是相当的严重。
But it's rather very important. Serious.
如果不是严重，
if it was not so severe,
保罗也不会把提摩太留下来。来处理这个。
Paul would not have asked Timothy to stay there in Ephesus to deal with this.
但是你看到保罗是把提摩太留下了。
But you see, Paul asked Timothy to stay there in Ephesus.
并且很严肃地告诉他。
And told him solemnly.
你要祝福那几个人。
You must deal with them.
你要吩咐那几个人。
You may command certain men.
不可传那些不准确的教导。
Not to teach false doctrines any longer.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得？
Now, brothers and sisters, you understand,
教会的混乱，
the confusion in the church,
最要命的乃是在信仰上的出场。
What is most deadly is that they have, according to their faith, have erred.
如在信仰上偏离了主的自己，
if they have strayed from the Lord Himself upon their belief,
那教会也就完了。
Then the church would come to an end.
教会可以保留很兴旺的工作。
That even the church may keep very zealous work.
但是如果教会里头没有了主，
But in the church if there is no Lord,
教会的一切的活动不是主做根据。
And all the activities of the church is not according to the Lord.
那非常有规模的那个工作也是等于没有的。
Then even the greatest works then would become nothing.
但是当时在以弗所教会已经出现这种关系。
But at that time, the church in Ephesus had this condition.
我们说以弗所教会本来是在属灵上是很有一点分量的。
We say originally the church at Ephesus had some weight.
他们中间也的确是经过许多的难处了。
And amongst them, they did indeed experience many difficulties.
但是提摩太在那里也把这个事情处理得蛮好。
But this time at Ephesus, that Timothy dealt with this quite well.
所以若干年以后，
So a number of years later,
约翰写那启示录那七封书信的时候，
As John written revelation to the seven churches,
你也看到以弗所教会在表面上来说恢复正常。
We can.Was normal again.
他们不能容忍恶人。
That they cannot forbear the wicked.
他们看出那些是假的来。
They saw those who were false.
那这些都是以弗所教会曾经发生过的难处。
And this were the difficulties that occurred in the church of Ephesus.
以弗所的那个以弗所书上所说到，他们都解决了那些问题。
And the matters that they dealt with, as mentioned in Revelation regarding the church of Ephesus.
是不是就是保罗把提摩太留下来的时候所完成的呢？
Was it completed by Timothy when Paul asked him to remain there?
有可能。
Very possibly.
但是我们也要注意。
But we must also notice.
当时以弗所的难处的确是非常的严重。
The difficulty at Ephesus at that time was indeed very, very serious.
圣灵用保罗写这一封书信的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit uses Paul to write this letter.
圣灵就让保罗这样去介绍他。
The Holy Spirit allows Paul to introduce himself in this way.
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
头一句话
The first words
奉我们救主神
By the command of God our Savior
奉我们救主神
By the command of God our Savior
那弟兄姊妹们这里头我们有一点意思要稍微澄清一下
Now brothers and sisters here we have some meaning we have to clarify
平常我们说救主
Normally, when we call our Savior,
我们多半都是定在我们的主耶稣基督的身上。
Majority of the times, we would say that to our Lord Jesus.
但是认真的回到神的话里面去说。
But when we are seriously returning into the Word of God,
救主这一个名称啊
，this name Savior
是包括父和子的
，includes the Father and the Son.
是父起的义。
It is the righteousness of the Father.
his idea.
It's the father's idea.
然后子去执行完成。
And then the son to complete that idea.
所以在提摩太前书一开始的时候就说。
So at the beginning of 1 Timothy it says,
奉我们救主神。
By the command of our God, of God our Savior,
如果我们直接 直翻那个意思更清楚。
If we just directly translate that meaning, it's even more clear.
奉神我们的救主。
By the command of God our Savior.
那就很清楚。
So it's very clear then.
神是我们的拯救者。
God is our Savior.
那你说这话跟提摩太前书有什么关联？
Then you say, what does these words have to do with 1 Timothy?
非常有关联。
Extremely close.
因为教会的被造。
Because the calling of the church.
神的儿女们蒙拯救。
That the children of God are saved.
那个起头是起头在神哪里？
It originated from God.
起头在父神哪里？
It originated from God the Father.
父神既然做了那个起头。
And since God the Father began that.
他也一定负责去完成。
He would also bear the responsibility to complete that.
他绝对不允许事情在中途发生变化。
He would not allow for any changes to come about in the process of this.
那现在你不说教会里面有了一些混乱。
And now there's some difficulty, confusion in the church.
这个混乱是偏离主的。
And this confusion was straying away from the Lord.
偏离主的救赎的。
It is straying away from the deliverance of the Lord.
偏离主做道路的。
It is straying away from the Lord is our way.
那这样的偏离
and this kind of straying away,
也就是说拒绝了那一位生命的主做他们的主的
it is also to say that they are rejecting the life of the Lord as their Lord
这个事情是很大的一件事
so this is a very great matter
因为如果神的儿女们不让基督的生命做他们的生命
because if the children of God does not allow for the life of Christ to be their life
不让基督在他们生命中做主
that they will not allow for Christ to be their Lord in their life
他们在基督以外重新设立道路
and aside from Christ they establish their own way
那这个结果是不是把神永远的旨意完全的打乱呢
then this way of their doing things wouldn't have confused and interrupted the eternal will of God
而如果这个事情能成功的话
and if what they are doing would succeed
那神的旨意就不能成就
then the will of God would not be complete
神的计划就不可能完成
then the plan of God would not be complete
那因此在这里一开始保罗就说
so here at the beginning Paul says
我做使徒
I am an apostle
乃是根据神我们的救主
it is by the command of God our Savior
他救我们
he saved us He will save us to the end.
他一定救我们救到他的目的里。
He will save us to his purpose.
他不可能在中途变卦把我们撇下。
He will not change in the midst of this and forsake us.
也不会在中途改变他的定位。
And in the process, he will not change his will.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
他是父。
He is God the Father.
他是一切的源头。
He is the head of all.
他定规的
He has made it so
事情就要按照他的定规去成全
And it will be completing according to what he has made
那我做使徒
And I am an apostle
就是根据这一位父
It is by this father
我的拯救者
My savior
这是头一个
This is the first point
第二个
The second point Brothers and sisters pay attention
整本新约的书信里面这样来说我们的主的唯一的益处
This is the only place that speaks about Lord in this way in the entire book, half of the New Testament.
我做使徒
I am an apostle.
一面是根据父的定义
On the one hand, it is by the command of the Father.
同时也是根据主耶稣基督的安排
Also, on the same token, it is by the arrangement of our Lord Christ Jesus.
那主耶稣基督是谁呢？
And who is this Lord Jesus Christ?
保罗在这里把圣灵的那个意思发表出来。
Here Paul expresses the meaning of the Spirit.
我们的盼望。
Our hope.
如果按照原来的那个次序，原来那个字句的次序。
According to the original order of the statement.
奉神我们的救主。
By the command of God our Savior.
和主耶稣基督我们的盼望
and of Lord Jesus Christ our hope
之命 那就是中文跟英文的一点点差别了。
And so this is the difference in translation.
提到父与子的时候。
So when you see the mention of the Father and the Son.
提到父，我们的救主。
When it mentions the Father, it is our Savior.
提到主，我们的盼望。
And when it mentions of our Lord, it is our hope.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
没有在混乱的日子里边，我们不会发觉基督是我们的盼望的重要性有多大。
If it is not in the days of confusion, we will not see the great importance of our Lord Jesus Christ as our hope.
等到我们落在混乱的里边的时候，
When we do fall into confusion,
我们对前途好像无所适从了。
It seems like we have no hope for the future.
我们对前面的路该如何走也好像失去了主意了。
And it seems like we have lost direction on our way.
我们看看这一个弟兄他倒下去了。
And when we see this brother, he has fallen.
我们看看那个姊妹，她也软弱背弃主了。
And when we see that sister, she has weakened and forsaken the Lord.
我们看看那一些弟兄和姊妹，他们从前那么的热心爱主，现在都用背向着主了。
And when we see all the brothers and sisters who were so serious for the Lord, now turn their backs upon the Lord.
那这样我要跟随主。
And for me to follow the Lord.
我还有指望吗？
Do I still have hope?
我可能，会不可能我也是在错误中呢？
Or would I be in error?
别人都这样了。
All the others are like this.
他们都错了吗？
Are they all wrong?
只是我一个人对吗？
Am I the only one that's right?
或者是他们都对了，只是我一个人错了？
Or they are all right and I'm the only one wrong.
弟兄姊妹，当你落在一个混乱的，特别是属灵的混乱的里边的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you're in confusion, especially in spiritual confusion,
你会发觉整条属灵的路都好像封闭了。
You'll discover it seems like all spiritual paths are closed.
没有方向。
There's no direction.
没有道路。
There's no way.
没有内容。
There's no content.
你要往前走。
And if you want to go ahead, you don't know where to go.
你要寻找一个方向。
And you want to find a direction.
根本就没有一个方向给你可以抓到。
There's no direction which you can hold on to.
在这样的情形的里头。
And under these conditions,
你里面就产生一个疑惑。
Then you would have this doubt within you.
我们的主是不是可靠？
Is our Lord trustworthy?
帮弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是非常现实的一件事。
This is a very practical reality.
我们在平静安日的日子里头，不会感觉这一个威胁有多大。
In the days of calm and peace, we would not discover how deadly this can be.
但是，你要是进到一个混乱的光景里，
But when you enter into a confused state,
那时候我们就会发觉。
Then at that time, we'll discover.
我们的道路在哪？
Where is our way?
我们追求的目的在哪？
What is the purpose?
我们跟随的是神。
Who are we following?
那这的确是叫我们感觉非常苦恼的。
Indeed, this was caused to be in sorrow.
要生弟兄跟我，都经过大路上的一段的日子。
Brother Stephen Chung and I have gone a long ways in our path.
在那段日子的里头。
And in those long
days. 如果不是主的怜悯。
It was not for the mercy of the Lord.
实在不太容易看见道路。
It is very difficult for us to see the way.
实在不太容易看见追求的目的是什么。
It is not easy to see the purpose of our pursuit.
你看到许许多多的称为基督徒的，甚至是一支基督教的领袖，一个一个的都是那样转离了他们从前所标榜的。
And when you see all the Christians, especially so many Christian leaders, have turned away from what they have preached before,
你是一个年幼的人。
And you as a young person,
你是一个没有经历的人。
You have, who have no experience.
你要怎么继续往前？
How you to continue on?
这的确是一个非常非常大的困惑。
This is a very, very great doubt.
所以那个时候你看见许多的基督徒说，我不要信主了，我放弃了，我什么什么，一点都不稀奇了。
And so in those days when you see so many Christians say, I want to forsake the Lord, I want to forget it, and it's not very strange to find those happening.
近的来说。
To be more recent,
我们看见这十几二十年里边，跟教会所有关的一些弟兄姊妹们。
We can see in the recent two decades all the brothers and sisters.
And local church.
To those who have to do with the local churches.
他们当中发生了一些难处。
They have some difficulties among them.
你看到多少多少神的儿女们，好像。完全迷失了。
And you can see, it seems like so many children of God have gone lost.
跟随人不甘心。
They're not willing to follow man.
跟随主没有路。
And if they follow the Lord, they have no way.
并且在一些事情经过的里边，灵里面也很受伤。
And in the process of these matters, they are very hurt in the spirit.
弟兄姊妹们， 我有这些年间，有些时候我在外边碰到一些这样的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, you can encounter some of these brothers and sisters from the outside.
二十几年过去了。
For over two decades have passed.
还有相当是这些神的儿女里头那个创伤还没有复原。
There are still so many children of God, the hurt within is still not healed.
他们要跟随主的那个心思没有办法再提得起了。
There is just no way they can lift their spirit and heart to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们的确在非常非常的艰难的里头。
Indeed, brothers and sisters, in extreme difficulty, in so much confusion,
你怎么决定道路？
How can you determine your path?
感谢神。
Thank God.
你看到保罗，圣灵在这里用保罗说的这个话。
When you see the Spirit uses Paul to say this,
好像是说给提摩太一个人听的。
It seems like he's only speaking to Timothy.
因为当时提摩太的确是面对的这些困难。
Because in fact, Timothy himself had this difficulty.
并且还要去解决这些困难。
But he was also sent to deal with this problem.
如果他自己个人没有掌握好。
So if Timothy himself had not grasped onto this,
你怎么去解决那个难处？
How was he to solve this difficulty?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他知道人的需要。
He knows man's needs.
他在保罗写这封信的时候。
So when Paul wrote this letter,
他就是感动保罗。
He moved Paul.
你要说出这个事实。
You must say this fact.
主基督耶稣，基督耶稣。
That the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们的盼望。
Our hope.
感谢赞美神。
Praise and thank God.
这一句话非常有分量。
There is very much weight upon these words.
不管环境怎么转变。
No matter how the circumstances change.
不管人的表现是如何的变动。
No matter how man's change and actions change.
神的儿子他是不改变。
That the Son of God does not change.
他一次做了我们的指望。
And he has become our hope once for all.
永远是我们的指望。
And he will eternally be our hope.
这个指望是不会改变的。
And this hope will not change.
因为我们的主他本身是不改变的。
Because our Lord himself does not change.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在如果你站在当时提摩太的地位上来看这一个话。
If you are standing in the position of Timothy at that time to read these words.
你就能体会到圣灵用保罗这样说话的那个意思。
Then you will come to understand why the Holy Spirit will use Paul to say these words.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
说到这里的时候
，when we mention here，
我必须要轻轻提一下提摩太的性格。
I must slightly mention the personality of Timothy.
提摩太个人健康并不太好。
Timothy himself was not in good health.
人也是比较内向。
And he was also very timid.
甚至在人看来他有点懦弱。
And if a man's looking at him, it seems like he was very weak.
所以在后书的里边，你看见提摩太的弱点，这个人的性格上的弱点，全都显出来。
And so in 2 Timothy, we can see his weakness as a man, that his personality was revealed to us.
在健康那一方面。
And according to health,
保罗说你身体不好。
Paul says his health was not well.
最近胃口不清。
And his appetite was not good.
你稍微可以用点酒。
He can use a little bit of wine.
你看看他身体的状况并不太好。
So we can see his health was not too good.
那然后你看提摩太后书第一章。
And when we look into 2 Timothy chapter 1,
想到提摩太的时候。
When Paul thought of Timothy,
他就想到提摩太的什么呢？
What did he think of Timothy as?
一想到提摩太的时候，就想到他的眼泪。
And when he thought of Timothy, he thought of Timothy's tears.
什么眼泪？
What kind of tears?
认罪悔改的眼泪吗？
Was it tears for repentance of sin?
这个保罗用不着去挂念的。
Paul need not to be mindful of this.
喜乐的眼泪吗？
Is it tears of joy?
这个保罗也不需要挂心的。
He did not even need to worry about this.
但是保罗一想到提摩太。
But when Paul thought of Timothy,
我就想纪念你的眼泪。
I remember your tears.
什么眼泪？
What type of tears?
撒文你马上就看到。
You can find it immediately.
因为环境的压力太重。
And because of the circumstances, the pressures were too great.
提摩太灵里面好像承担不起。
It seems like in the spirit, Timothy could not bear this.
但是他又不甘心退后。
But he was not willing to back off.
但是又没有力气撑持着。
But he does not have the strength to bear this anymore.
那怎么办呢？
So what should he do?
他只要多次多次来到神的面前，在神面前流泪。
So many, many times he can only come before God to weep.
祷告。
Pray.
求主怜悯。
To ask for the Lord's mercy.
是这样一个情形。
It was under these conditions.
叫保罗里面，一想到提摩太，就想到他的眼泪。
So Paul, when he thought of Timothy, he thought of his tears.
怎么说呢？
So what did Paul say?
神赐给我们的不是一个 不是一个惧怕的心。
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity.
乃是当场仁爱的心。
But a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
我们读到后书的时候，我们才详细的看这个。
And when we read to the second Timothy, we'll look into this.
提摩太是这样的一个人。
So you can see Timothy was such an individual.
现在他要承担一个那么重的属灵的任务。
Now he is to bear such a heavy spiritual mission.
他眼所看见的。
By man's standards.
耳朵所听到的。
What he has seen and heard.
都是叫他感觉无所适从的。
Will cause him to be lost and not what to do.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
圣灵借着保罗说话。
But the Spirit spoke through Paul and our Lord Jesus Christ, our hope.
尽管在地上你看不见有光的时候,
that even though on earth you cannot see any light,
他仍然是我们的盼望,
He is still our hope.
尽管你没有办法再看见有路可走的时候,
and even though when you do not see a way,
他仍就是我们的盼望,
He is still our hope.
他有些时候我读到这个话的时候
and sometimes when I read to these words
原谅我又提到从前我们的事
forgive me as I mentioned our past again
那以前在大陆上
in mainland China
环境实在是不太容易
the circumstances was not easy
我随时都准备要去坐牢
anytime I was ready to be in prison
但那时在弟兄姊妹们中间有一句话是非常非常的
And amongst the brothers and sisters in those days, there's a common saying.
就是那么两句。
And those two sayings.
我们不是等候坐牢。
We're not waiting to be in prison.
我们是等候主来。
We're waiting for the Lord's return.
弟兄姊妹，这是当时在大陆上的弟兄姊妹们一直一直能持守、能站立的那个他们里面的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, this was the feeling of the brothers and sisters in mainland China in those times that they were able to stand firm and sustain.
这个感觉不就是这里基督耶稣我们的
And this feeling is just what is written here, Christ Jesus, our hope.
就是这么一回事。
It is this way.
圣灵常常做一个工作。
That the Holy Spirit always does this work.
在神的儿女感到彷徨的时候。
That when the brothers and sisters, the children of God, are lost in struggle.
当神的儿女不没有办法再看见前面的路的时候
there's no way that the children of God can see their future, the Holy Spirit speaks,
基督耶稣
Christ Jesus,
我们的盼望
our hope,
感谢神
thank God,
保罗说
Paul said,
他是根据神我们的救主
that is by God our Savior,
基督耶稣我们的盼望
and of Christ Jesus our hope,
他们的安排我接受这个使徒的职分
that they arranged by their command that I accept this apostleship
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
宝贝的是这里
this is what's precious
你留意
if you pay attention
圣灵没有让保罗说
the Holy Spirit did not allow for Paul to say
奉神我的救主
He did not allow for him to say by the command of God my Savior
基督耶稣我的盼望
or of Christ Jesus my hope
如果圣灵让保罗这样说
if the Holy Spirit allowed Paul to say it in this way
那这个完全是保罗个人的事
then this only has to do with Paul
但是感谢神
but thank God
圣灵说话
the Holy Spirit speaks
的确是每一个字都有意思
but indeed each word has a meaning
奉神我们的救主
by the command of God our Savior
不仅是我的救主
not only my Savior
也是你提摩太的救主
it is also your Savior Timothy
也是今天我们读提摩太前书的人的救主
it is also for us who read 1 Timothy today our Savior
基督耶稣
of Christ Jesus
不仅是我保罗的盼望
not only is my hope for Paul
也是你提摩太的盼望
but it's also your hope Timothy
同时也是我们今天读提摩太前书的人的盼望
and also our hope we who are reading 1 Timothy today
弟兄姊妹们
oh dear brothers and sisters
虽然是保罗在这里这样的介绍他自己
even though Paul introduces himself in this way here
但是这一个介绍
but this introduction
带来何等何等的恩典
has brought such grace with it
带来何等的指望
and such hope
也是带来一个何等荣耀的事实
and such a glorious fact
我们千万要记
we must remember
写哥林多前写提摩太前书的时候
that when Paul wrote 1 Timothy
教会已经在各种各样的难处的里头
that the church was already in all sorts of trouble and difficulty
并且那些难处都是信仰上的难处
and those difficulties had to do with their belief
那是政治的压力还没有加进来。
And the political pressures were not added on yet.
但是信仰上的难处比政治压力更要命的。
But the difficulty with their faith is even more deadly and threatening than the political pressures.
政治的压力是你眼睛看得见的。
Because political pressure you can see with your eyes.
信仰上的偏离是我们眼睛所不容易看见的。
And when you stray from faith, it is not easily seen.
能叫人偏离主的那些道理也一定是说的天花乱坠的。
And the doctrines which would cause men to stray away from the faith would be so logical and so well said.
也是蛮有说服力的。
And they have a lot of convincing power.
人给他骗去了，还不会觉得的。
And even when man is deceived, he cannot feel it.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
圣灵在这里一说话。
The Holy Spirit speaks here.
就把神儿女们的眼目固定在神。
Once again, to fix the eyes of the children of God on God and of Christ Jesus. And this is the secret of our following the Lord.
也是提摩太前书里头说设立那个教会的属灵的次序。
And it is also the secret which Timothy uses to establish that order in the church.
那个根据在哪里?
Where is that foundation?
就是根据这两个事实。
It is according to these two facts.
神，我们的救主。
God, our Savior.
基督耶稣，我们的盼望。
Christ Jesus, our hope.
但愿主今天晚上就把这两句话放在我们里头。
And may the Lord put these two words in our heart today.
神，我们的救主。
God, our Savior.
基督耶稣我们的盼望
and Christ Jesus our hope
提摩太前书就是在这样的一个光的里头发表出来
and 1 Timothy was revealed in such a light
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
当年这个光如何照明提摩太
in those days how this light was shed upon Timothy
我们求主今天也用着这一个光来照明我们
May we ask the Lord today to shed this light upon us.
我想今天晚上我们就是交通这么一点点
I think we'll share this little bit